We're back for another episode of Reality Mums, and full disclosure, we have already attempted to record this episode and I didn't hit the record button.
It's okay.
Yeah, so lucky for everybody, we're only a couple of minutes in, so we hadn't really got into chatting, but what we needed to talk about, first of all, was something you and I have been chatting about for the last couple of days via text. It needs to be discussed urgently. It is a major priority. Kris Jenner has a new face and, more importantly, has a strange hairdo to go with it.
Yes. The face, I feel, is phenomenal. Have you pressed record?
No? You have pressed record.
I love it. I've just confirmed we are recording.
Anyway, Kris Jenner's face looks phenomenal. The jawline is good. I don't think she's giving cat lady at all. Like, she looks fresh. The hair is strange. It's giving like creepy doll from a horror movie or something.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, to me, I just see the hairstyle and all I can see is mid-90s, that episode of Friends where Phoebe is cutting everybody's hair and Monica asks for the Demi Moore haircut and then she cuts it to look like Dudley Moore. I can't. Every time I see Kris in these little cute outfits with her brand new face with this Dudley Moore hairdo, I'm like, I get it.
It was maybe to hide the scars or the
Because for the amount of tightness that she's achieved across her entire face, there would have to be incisions, you would think, around the whole hairline. Or, you know, maybe that's a really amazing wig. We don't even know. Like, maybe, who knows how they've done it? Surgery has come such a long way. Like, the fact that you can look like that at the age of, what, nearly 70 or 70, like, my God. It's like, whatever happened to looking old? Old people, when we were young, it's not the, you know what I mean? Like, our children are not growing up and seeing old people being old. Everyone's looking younger. I mean, it's fabulous, but.
Aren't we older than the Golden Girls?
Yes.
Close.
Do we really look like Golden Girls? I don't think so. Maybe I'm just delusional.
I want my jawline to cut cheese like Kris Jenner's.
You have a beautiful face.
Oh, thank you. So do you. Well, this is, we're full of compliments.
You know, we're so kind to each other. We weren't kind the first time around.
The other person who had surgery, which I don't think needed it either. I don't think Kris Jenner needed it, but was Chrissy Teigen. Did you see that she had her hairline pulled forward?
I don't understand that whole thing. Like, isn't she a model? Wasn't that her thing?
She was a model.
She's not now.
And she's still stuffing her hairline for. I don't understand.
She's trying to be like Teresa, where it just gets tinier and tinier. We've had the Chrisleys are released, pardoned by President Trump. So speaking of bad plastic surgery, I feel like he is a victim of that. But I saw last week Savannah Chrisley, she's got the Trump hat on and Women for Trump. The whole thing makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. They've obviously received some sort of privilege because of who they are and the position that they have. And, you know, the president is the reality TV president. So, of course, he's going to pardon. I mean, where are the rest of the housewives' pardons? I mean, there's more in there.
There's a lot of others that I prefer to get out than them. Their show was always very, very – I watched it. It was like a fake – it seems very scripted.
Yeah.
Not surprising. You can tell that they'd be Trump supporters from the show, but I feel like he would have loved the attention in jail that he was getting.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what comes next for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we just mention, and just like that. Now, I know you're not going to be watching it. You're not subscribing to another streaming service, and I applaud you for that. In my household, my husband had signed up for it. He got some silly deal. I'm like, luckily he did because it's on Max. I'm going to be doing a weekly recap episode from my car with my thoughts because if it's anything like week one, which was an abomination, there is going to be plenty of content for me to talk about. It was atrocious, but also fabulous, but also terrible. Like, it's just, it's such a contradiction in itself. So bad. Yeah. Have you seen the memes? You've seen the Aiden memes with the
seen the memes. See, I, yeah, the spitting. I didn't love the last two. Is it, this is the third season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't love the last two. I got binge, I think, because of that. And I still haven't unsubscribed. And then now they're moving stuff around all the time. White Lotus has now moved. I'm like, I can't keep up to where everything is. I'm not subscribing because I don't like it that much. It actually kind of annoyed me. Like, I thought it was like really cringy.
If I had it, I watch. It's still cringy. And it's, I don't know whether they were just clickbaiting us for the first episode in making it so unbelievably bad. Like, you've got Miranda having sex with a nun or who was a virgin, which was Rosie O'Donnell. You've got, what's her name, Carrie and Aiden, and they're sort of living apart, and then he's having phone sex with her, and it's just so hard to watch. Anyway, I will watch it. I will be out and just like that official correspondent, and I will report back, but we won't do it in this format.
Yeah. I'm keen to hear about it. And I see all the memes, but it's just not something that I'm like, once I sign up for that, and I might end up swapping a few around. So I might get HBO Max? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
In the future and ditch something else. But I can't. Can you keep up with where everything
is? No, I need to do a spreadsheet, but I don't have the time and energy to figure it out. We just spent an hour last night trying to figure out why we were paying $40 for KO and who was subscribed to it.
Yeah.
And that's sport. I don't watch sport.
How have I got Stan?
Yeah, I don't ever watch Stan anymore.
But we've got Stan. Stan's expensive too.
It is. I think maybe Stan can go.
So I also want to talk about Bethany and Stassi were on the Sports Illustrated runway this week.
Yeah, down in Florida. Was it Florida or Miami? Yep.
They both looked phenomenal.
They did. I couldn't believe Bethany. I thought Bethany looked fabulous.
She looks amazing. Stassi looked amazing. We're never going to hear the end of it from Bethany now, though. You know that, though, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, they both looked amazing. Good on them. It's good for Bethany to show, like, she's in her 50s. Insufferable, but she looks amazing.
I did think to myself, what would the Real Housewives of Sydney think of that? You know, with their diversity cards, they don't, you know, seem to be all that positive about the older women walking in runway shows. So I kind of liked that that was happening and getting so much attention and just rubbing it in their faces.
Yeah, she really did look great. And so did Stassi.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.